Red Badger Corsage. Introduction. Cold breezes stir Roger Pulse's hair as he shares a fat joint with a couple of other soldiers. They're camped at the edge of Lake Crump. They have been there for several weeks, waiting to be sent onto the battle when the time comes. A civil war is starting up all across America. The OFTL forces cannot stand losing the election to President Liberal, and they have started up a coup attempt. Monday morning in fall before the war. Since President Liberal legalized the sacred weed, times have been good for Roger. He loved going to the head shop and shopping for a nice bag of buds. But the OFTL forces plan to kill his beloved new leader and establish a dictatorship with mandatory church attendance. Roger would sooner die in this war than allow that to happen. The joint was down to lip-burning size, and Roger flicked it into the warm, lapping waters of the lake. Weed is plentiful for now, anyway. Everybody wore outfits dyed blue to symbolize they were fighting for the blue states, the true states. The country had fallen into skirmishes, groups, towns, counties taking sides. Invictive County was a strong supporter of President Liberal, but Moloch County and half of Harney County stood firmly with the resistance movement. They sided with Gerald Ellen for dictator coup. All night you can see the fires of the OFTL camp from across the waters of the lake. The muted bass from loud played distant country and western music. Ibo Cassens, a volunteer from Santa Magic Village, came by in his hooded purple cape. The tie-dyed blue t-shirt and blue jeans making a striking statement. Ibo says that we shall attack at night. He says a general told him. Mark Ethel and his drunk, stoned cohorts chortle and laugh at this. There's almost a fight, but Roger Pulse rushes over to light up a peace joint. The rules of conduct here are that before you can fight a man, you must smoke a joint with the man. If the two feel like fighting afterwards, so be it, but normally this defuses any violence.